Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fever dance with...
That's the first song on the Innocent Age album, the double album by Dan Fogelberg. I encourage you to get the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. You hear that? What a great song that is. All the rest of them are just as good. Some of them maybe even better. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. And we're spinning some platters here and rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's Taxes, Small Business Taxes. 2013's out now, right, Barb?
Well, that's already... pretty much dated. It's for preparing your 2012 return, but some people are on extension for 2012, so that's fine. And we have the next edition is already in the works. So
all right.
Getting ready
speaking of extension, since you brought that up, next week, I guess a week from Monday, is the day you've got to have your corporate and partnership. And is it partnerships that are due next?
If you have
an extension, tell us about it.
If you have an extension for your business return, so if it's a C corporation, S corporation, partnership, LLC, whatever, if you file the 1065, the 1120, the 1120S, the 2012 return is due a week. You're right, on the 16th.
Yeah.
So that's the deadline.
And then,
you can't get another extension, file it, do it. I think you've had long enough.
You got to do it. This is the end of the line for that. All right, and then in a month after that, in October is the drop dead date on your personal extension,
which is where most business owners in the country, the overwhelming majority, pay tax on their personal returns. So for many businesses, the September filing is really just like an information return, if you will, to tell the government the activities of the business.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual tax payments come about in October when the owners have to file and report, pay tax on their share of the profits.
And I have a sub S, so we do my corporate tax in advance of my personal tax, just like millions of other small businesses out there. So I hate to bring up the bad news, but next week is also an estimated tax payment date too, right?
Yeah, it is, and I think that it's an opportunity for business owners to take a look at how their business has behaved to date. Maybe they were overly optimistic or earlier in the year when they set their estimated tax payments, and maybe it's a time to reduce what they're paying. Or conversely, maybe they've wildly exceeded their expectations, and maybe they want to pony up a little more, even if they don't have to, just so that they can, from a cash flow perspective, so they won't have to come up with a giant lump sum next April.
Yeah, this is what's such a killer is when you is small business owners coming up with a bunch of money all at once is hard enough to budget every month, Barbara. But when you got to come up with to have a surprise, and I've had that happen to me. I mean, I'm coming clean here, Barbara. I've had it happen to me. But when you come up with a surprise that you owe a bunch of taxes because you didn't set enough aside, you didn't pay enough in your estimating or whatever, that's ugly.
It's not fun, and certainly any business owner who doesn't have a separate account should certainly think about setting one up so that they can squirrel away some money that will be there when it's time to make those tax payments.
Yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way, and we budget for it now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's critical.
I mean, it hurts to do that, but you have to, right? I mean, otherwise you get killed.
Right. I mean, it's a very different mindset from being a W-2 employee where things just happen automatically. This is something that you have to be proactive about.
Yeah. This is one of the most difficult things for a small business because it's part of their cash flow. They once it comes in, they think it's available to them. It's not like they're you know, they're spending the money on themselves. It's not like they're thinking, oh, I'm rich. It's just money that comes in for the business, and the business needs that cash, and to take it away and to put it aside for a bill that isn't due yet is one of the hardest things that their small business will do.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. But think about the flip side of that. How good it feels to know to have the money there when it's taxed.
But you got to get to that point. I almost think, Barbara, you got to burn yourself one good time, before you really appreciate how hot that stove is, right?
Well, maybe that's true. Maybe that's true.
Yeah, I think you do. I did it. I mean, I've done it. I burned myself before, and it's, you know, it's a shock. But of course, part of the thing is, Barbara, in many cases, if you do get a bill like that, that means you've been successful.
Well, that's absolutely true. But we know that for successful people, it doesn't mean, as you pointed out, that we have the money to spend on ourselves. We often want, right, to plow that money back into the business, mm-hmm, but with that, you have to temper that with your tax responsibilities.
That's exactly right. No question about it. So J.K. Lasser's 2013 is out now, getting you ready for 2012 taxes. But
right,
2014, which is going to be about this year, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Barbara if there's anything new coming up.
There is something really critical coming up.
Okay, so we're gonna let you have that on the other side of these messages. Barbara, give us the website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And the book Smooth Failing is an e-book. It's available now. I can pre-order it now.
You bet.
Okay, so check that out, folks, wherever books are sold. Her new book, Smooth Failing. And Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.